My name is Sarah Prout, and I'm a manifestation and mindset expert. I'm devoted to helping you to manifest the life of your dreams. And in this show, I'll be sharing with you weekly doses of inspiration to attract all of your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. Over the last decade, I've inspired millions of people all over the world on how to consciously create their own reality. And I'm here to help you to connect with the universe, activate your intuition, and enjoy every step of the journey. I'm a best-selling author, mother of four, and creative entrepreneur. Together, we're going to cover topics such as mindset, spirituality, and of course, manifestation. This is the Manifest Podcast. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. This one is all about seven ways to kickstart your manifestations. So whether you are brand new to the law of attraction or whether you are a more seasoned, well-seasoned manifester and you have been around spirituality and personal development for a while now, this still applies for you. To you, because the truth is that so often we just get caught up in the shuffle of life, right? And we don't take the time that we need to amplify our energy, to kickstart our manifestations. And we're human beings. So we're always going to be wanting more. We're going to be wanting to experience more. And so with this awareness, it's so important that we pay attention to the ways that we can improve our daily, momently manifestation practices. And this applies to everybody. So I am a firm believer that if you try just one of these seven ways, then you will get some energetic momentum happening. And for those of you that feel a little bit stuck, which I know some of you do, it's perfectly normal. For those of you that feel a little bit stuck in whatever you're going through right now, this can be a really great help to interrupt the pattern of energy that's keeping you stuck and in that perhaps Groundhog Day experience. So the first way that you can kickstart your manifestation, and this might seem a little bit oversimplified, is by setting intentions. Setting intentions and gaining clarity about the direction that you're headed in and what you're wanting to create, with a specific focus on how you want to feel and what you want to embody. This is critical. And to do this, I mean, you can do this quarterly, you can do this every new moon or full moon, you can do this at the end of a year. I like to do this daily to check in, to say, hey, what's my intention for today? But this is a way to really kickstart the awareness between yourself, your higher self, and the universe, and ask yourself, what do I really want? What do I want? Not what you think you want or what other people want for you, or doing it to be noble and for your children or your family or your community to prove something. But what do you want specifically? When you focus your attentions on your own needs, then guess what happens? You can actually be there for other people at a deeper capacity and level of service. So setting intentions, create a space, do a ritual, pour yourself a glass of wine or a cup of tea, or make yourself some celery juice, whatever works for you, and sit down and really get clear with a journal, with a notebook. And ask yourself, what do I really want? How do I want to feel? What do I want to embody? So the second element is to declutter your space. Now, you've probably heard me talk a lot about this over the years, that there is something known as the law of vacuum. And the law of vacuum is very simple. It operates a lot like the law of attraction, in the sense that what you create space for will be welcomed into your reality. So clearing out the old and making space for the new. And you can do this by clearing out your closets, organizing your pantry, your refrigerator, your purse, your closet. I said closet already, bathroom, anywhere that is a space that tends to collect stagnant energy or clutter. Make sure you know what's in those drawers, those closets, that garage, those boxes, right? Because when you do, and when you get rid of the old, you release it, you create space for the new. This is the nature of our physical reality. So often we hold on to things that no longer serve us, but it is actually sabotaging our energy. Okay. The third thing to kickstart your manifestations is to immerse yourself in inspiration. And you're already doing that by listening to this podcast, which is amazing. But when you do that on a regular basis, whether you have books that inspire you next to your bed, for instance, so you can read in the evenings or in the morning. I know a lot of people like to keep my best-selling book, Dear Universe, by their bedside because they can tune into how they're feeling and then aim for a more empowered and embodied state of emotion. So when you immerse yourself in inspiration, you're really latching on to a flow of infinite potential. And that's what you really want to be doing on a regular basis. Because when you do this, when you allow yourself to be inspired by other people that have perhaps achieved a level of success or greatness that you aspire to, you align with that energy. So that's why I highly encourage that you watch inspiring documentaries or you read biographies of people and dive into their lives and their mindsets. Find out what makes them tick and what were the steps that they took that ended up taking them from their intention to manifestation. And what I love about people that have traveled a path to success is that you can really witness the transformation happening where they believe that change is possible, even though that they believe that it may not happen to them. I've experienced that in my own life where 15, 16 years ago, I could never have imagined that I'm living the life and the lifestyle that I do today. There is no way, no way in the world. And so with that in mind, just remember that you're always changing. This takes me back to a previous episode where I said that there are three ways that your life will change: through time, through nature, through immersion, through evolution, through growth and personal growth, and of course, trusting that the universe has a plan for you. So the fourth one, and this is one of my all-time favorite ways to kickstart the manifestation process and to really get the metaphysical energy flowing, is to create a vision board. Now, vision boards have been wildly overpopularized, of course. They can be a fantastic tool for creative energy. And the more you put your time, your care, and your attention into the visual imagery, matching up with the emotions that you put on there, and then putting it in a space where you're looking at it often will really help to amplify that manifestation energy. And over the years, I have really gotten excited about creating vision boards. In fact, in my office, I just moved to this new house in Windermere in Florida, and I bought myself a stack of magazines like Architectural Digest and Vogue and some luxury magazines just for fun, right? And some health magazines. And I bought some big foam boards from Target and some glue and some scissors. And I am going to make myself a brand new vision board because I do this almost, I think, twice a year. And what I've found now, and this has been a practice that I've done for the last decade on and off, is that the elements on the vision board materialize. Sometimes I just put something down because I think it looks pretty or I resonate with it or I find it visually appealing. And guess what happens? It manifests. So in my office right now on the desk, on the back wall there, I can see my vision board. The last one that I created, it wasn't even completed. And I put on this kitchen with a round table, a round kitchen dining table and white tiles. I made this, I think it was late 2021. And then within 3 months, I ended up with a round kitchen dining table, which I've never done before. And with the same tiles, which is bizarre considering how that was a full circle moment to a house that I lived in Vero Beach for just 6 months, closed that chapter, have now moved on to the next one. And then there was this other picture on the vision board that has an infinity pool that looks out over a body of water. And on the body of water is a yacht, a luxury yacht. I did this, as I said, last year, had no idea that this year I would be joining an incredible luxury experience to sail the Mediterranean. And the yacht, I mean, the one in my picture is a little bit smaller than the yacht that I traveled on, but still, I'd never, ever in my wildest dreams thought that I would travel on a luxury yacht around the Mediterranean. There's no way, because of my anxiety around the water and also being away from the kids, but we made it happen. And I wonder whether there was a tiny seed that was planted in my subconscious mind that put that there, put that idea, and the universe is then created and constructed around us. There's also another thing on my vision board, which I can't share with you, that I had no idea would line up in the way that it has. And I can share more details about that in the upcoming months. But Sean and I are working so tirelessly behind the scenes right now to work on this secret mystery product that I know you guys will absolutely love. So make sure that you're subscribed to this podcast so that you don't miss out on any of the incredible updates that we have planned in releasing this. But looping back to the vision boards and kickstarting the manifestations, there is such a strong power. If you've read the vision board section in Dear Universe, at the back, I've written how to create it and some of the most awe-inspiring signs of alignment that have happened because I visually placed these things on my vision board. Now, you can create a digital vision board if you like from something like Pinterest or using an online service such as Canva. That can be a great way of making a digital collage and keeping all of your files really neat about the lifestyle that you want to embody. Remember, this is your life. You get to create and construct abundance on your own terms. And so when you can do this, this is so, so incredible to support the kickstart of your manifestations. Now, number five is disrupt your normal patterns of energy. Now, you've heard me talk about this before when you offer something to the field of infinite potential. The field of infinite potential is literally the energy of the cosmos, the fabric of the universe. It's all around us, within us. It is down to a subatomic level, the energy of potential creation, of manifestation. And we're always, in all ways, offering something to that field. Just imagine it's like you are visiting a friend and you are bringing a gift with you. This is happening on a moment-by-moment basis with your vibrational energetic offerings. So your thoughts and your feelings create your reality. So what you're offering to that field of infinite potential, that gift you're offering to your best friend, the universe, is so important because it leaves the energy field with a feeling, with a directive, with instructions of how to create and construct the next chapters of your life. So if you're doing the same things over and over and over again, it's literally the definition of insanity. I think that's how that goes. Or that something's not right. How about we don't say insanity? How about we be a little bit more gentle around that and aware and say it is the definition of looping yourself into something that feels never ending. It's not a good feeling space when you're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to see different results, and yet nothing is budging, nothing is changing. But as Dr. Joe Dispenza says, you cannot change matter with matter. You must change energy with energy. And so when we offer something different to the field of infinite potential, we disrupt our normal patterns. We disrupt the usual ways that we do things. So for instance, you might go and shop at a different supermarket, or you could take your dog to a different dog park, or you could wear something different, or you could watch a different style of movie or documentary or read a different kind of book. These are all signature messages, pingbacks, if you will, if you look at it from like a internet marketing kind of blogging space, that it's like a backlink. For those of you that have ever written a blog post before, you know that backlinks are really important with your content so that you build more momentum for your work, for the visibility, for the search engine optimization. So we're looking at spiritual engine optimization and to disrupt the pattern of energy, doing something different. This is why there's so much talk about getting out of your comfort zone, right? That's where the magic happens. For instance, me saying yes to an invitation to go on our cruise around the Mediterranean, that was super scary for me. I had to weigh up all of the different pros and cons. Likewise with moving again, likewise with moving states, or even when I moved from Australia to America, nearly seven, oh my goodness, it'll be 7 years next in September. So disrupt your normal patterns of energy. Interrupt your field of infinite potential. Eat different things. Eat at different times. I mean, of course, don't do things that are going to mess up your system. But if you're wanting to get different results with your body, maybe that's something that you should look into examining, right? So this is our opportunity to mix things up. I really want you to write it down. Mix it up. Mix it up. And when you do, you'll be amazed at what starts to be echoed back to you by your reality. All right, now the seventh, oh no, that is number six. Is it number six? Yes, we're already at number six. Distract yourself. Distract yourself is so important. We don't do that enough because we get really obsessed and fixated on things manifesting in a specific way. But sometimes we just need to get out of our heads, right? We get stuck in our heads all the time. And so I just realized that I have done two different things, one for the blog post and one for the podcast right now. So I'm going to make this 6 and 6.5. So distract yourself. Watch a series on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever you like to do. Gaia. I love Gaia. That's an incredible spiritual platform to learn about different elements of the universe, cosmology and spirituality and spiritual awakening and sovereignty and star seeds and all of those kind of cool things. So 6.5, since I made this mistake, I'm going to clean it up right here on the spot, is watch your words. Your word is your wand. You've heard me talk about Florence Scovel Shinn's book before. Every word you speak has the power to create your reality. And this is because your communication holds such powerful creative energy. So the next time you are complaining about something, perhaps stop, pause, and witness your point of choice, because you're human, right? You're never obviously, you're not always going to be perfect. That's not the aim of the game. However, when you become aware of your patterns, when you become aware of your patterns of expression, then you have the power to change them. And this in turn amplifies and kickstarts your manifestation energy. Number seven of seven ways to kickstart your manifestation is to connect to the universe. This is the whole point of being here as a human being, having a human experience. Experience being the key word. Manifestation, the purpose of manifestation is experience. The purpose of manifestation is experience. I will say this so much over and over and over and over and over again. We're here to experience. We're here to feel. We're here to think. We're here to intuitively guide ourselves on this journey. We're here to connect with ourselves and the universe, higher power. But we're also here to experience all of it, the full spectrum of human experience. And this source energy is the power source of all creative manifestation. So when you take time to connect with cosmic forces from a space of deep reverence, then you will be amazed at how much more inspired you feel. The universe is always speaking to us through signs and symbols, but how much do we intentionally create time to connect? This is the missing key to the law of attraction. So connecting with the universe is how we watch the magic unfold. And it doesn't matter how you were raised, whether you were raised with religion, faith, spirituality, whatever works for you is the fastest path to kickstart your manifestations. Some people call it prayer. Other people call it meditation. Some people see them as two very, very separate and different mechanisms. I believe that they're intertwined. My version of meditation is that meditation, yes, is mindfulness and mindset, but it's also deep reverence, thanking God, the universe, for the gift of meditation, for the ability to experience and witness firsthand from the spaciousness within the magic of surrender, the magic of letting go. and going with that flow and recalibrating and reconnecting with the energy of all that is. And this is the way that you kickstart your manifestations and get excited about what is on its way to you and through you and for you, because manifestation is all about experience. So that is it from me for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. It would mean the world to me if you could rate and review this podcast on the podcasting platform that you are currently listening to it on. Hit that 5-star button if you could be so kind, because this is how the message and the intention of the Manifest podcast gets out to as many people as possible. And that is all from me for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being part of the Manifest community. And until next time, happy manifesting. Bye for now.